I'm pleased to introduce Ed Raymond, who is author of 3 volumes of poetry, Home Fire, Macaroons, and Blue Mountain Time. He is also a counselor at Warren Hills Regional High School and one of the most extraordinary poets I know. Welcome to Poets on Air. I would like for you to read this extraordinary poem that you wrote in response to the disasters of last year. It's called Picking Up My Son After His First Day of Preschool, September 11th, 2001. But Ed, why don't you say the title again in your own voice, and please read it for us.
Picking Up My Son After His First Day of Preschool, September 11th, 2001. Last night, he asked us over and over if we had packed everything he'd need for his first day of preschool, his first time away from us with people he didn't know. And later, while he slept on sheets filled with smiling Barneys, I lay in the next room worrying about bullies and other terrors that might be waiting within the walls of Miss Rose's Sunshine Preschool. But when I arrive to pick him up, he wears the grin of a survivor and runs across the room to tell me he's learned a sunflower dance. You have to open up your arms, he says, and pretend you're reaching for the sky. And his eyes are tiny suns as he waves his hands as high as he can. It's then I clutch him to my heart, grateful for his milk and cookie breath and the beautiful ordinariness of one more day of his life. And I don't want to let go. I don't want to lead him out to my car and the agony on the radio, the sagging flags coloring our way home. I want to hide him from today's sky, where planes aimed at death and changed his world with blood and flames, while he danced as a flower, palms open like a man gasping his last prayer.
You know, Ed, every time I read that poem, and especially when I hear you read it, it brings me to a point of tears. It's quite a moving poem. As a father of a young boy, Liam, how old is Liam now?
Liam is now 5.
So Liam was 4 last year.
That's right, yeah.
At this time of year. How has this impacted on you?
Well, I think a significant factor is that I am so old. I'm 53 with a 5-year-old son, and I think the good part of that is I hope that I can be a little bit more patient, but I think the downside is that I'm very, very familiar with some of the negative things that the world has to offer, and I think the terrorism attack last year was really the embodiment of everything that I fear for my little boy, that right now he is living in a world of innocence and goodness, but step by step he makes his way into the other world that I'm very familiar with. So I think that what happened last year was an extreme end of the fear that I guess all parents have, and as an older parent I guess that fear is even more intense as to what could be awaiting my little boy, who just sees everything in terms of smiles right now.
In your poems, you know, the imagery of his raising his arms and thinking about the other people who were in those towers and people below waiting, raising their arms, it's really heart-wrenching. Your poem, I mean, it makes such a huge contribution to all this response to 9/11, because feeling and experience and the individual is what the terrorists had no awareness of anymore, even of themselves. And this is, you know, this poetry is a stand against such things in a very profound way. I want to thank you for this incredible poem.
Thank you, and I'm very, very pleased I can be part of this.
Thank you so much for your contribution.
You're welcome.
guest is poet Carol Stone, who has 5 collections of poetry, including Orphan in the Movie House and Lime and Salt. She's also professor of English at Montclair State University. Carol, welcome to Poets on Air.
Thank you.
I am so grateful that you could be with us today. You wrote an incredible poem in response to the disasters of last September 11th. It's called A Guzzle of Remembrance. And before we begin, I just want to tell people that Guzzle is an Arabic love poem, and it is spelled G-H-A-Z-A-L. And we'll talk more about that later. Carol, can you read the poem, please?
Sure. Guzzle of Remembrance. In a brilliant December sky above missing towers, clouds move over the city that remembers the towers. Fire blazing from windows and human figures like fiery birds flying out of towers. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, when I was young, I believed in the world's towers. Though countries kept disappearing and cities changing names, I wandered to their towers. In Ireland, Yeats conjured poems like an alchemist. I climbed spiraling stairs in his tower. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. Lovers touch skin, mouth, passions, an eternal tower. Through my years of wanderlust, there was never enough of gold angels trumpeting on cathedral towers. In a few paragraphs, obituaries record the shock of so many dead in towers. I try to understand what cannot be understood. Already a great silence is falling over the towers. Am I forgetting how to feel joy? I am not ready to give up my towers. Remember, Carol, the poet's golden, harmonious verses outlast civilization's towers.
This is such an amazing poem, Carol.
Thank you.
It is so amazing because this is an Arabic love poem, and the terrorists of this disaster are from an Arabic descent. And for you to choose this love form is an attempt to bring us together, because it is only a few people who were the perpetrators. There's such a beautiful civilization and culture there from which you are drawing. So it's a very touching form that you used here. What inspired you to write this particular poem, Carol, in this particular way?
Well, it all came together because of September 11th and because of the death of Agha Shahid Ali, who has contributed so much to American poets by introducing this puzzle form to us. And he edited an anthology, which another poem of mine appeared in this form. And somehow my own personal feelings about September 11th, my sadness at his early death, he was in his early 50s, missing him, and the form itself seemed to fuse all of my emotions together. And the other part of it, of course, is when you use form, and this is a very pleasurable one to use, because you can just keep on making these couplets on the page.
Which are, for those of you who don't know, are two-line stanzas.
Yeah, of course, reading it, you can't see that, but
right. The
idea is to simply go on and on with these couplets, and you can have, you stick to this form strictly, as few as 5, and then as many as you want.
Yes.
And there are famous singers who just sing these, have incredible evenings of this song. So as I said, everything, my emotions, the day, his death, the form, it all just seemed to fuse and inspire me.
It does. The word towers appears over and over again. And we were speaking about this with another poet, but it forms like a feeling of dirge.
Yes, I suppose
chanting
so.
That, and also the sound of towers, hours, hours, hours. That sense of pain and aching that you were able to embody in this poem. I also find it so ironic because, of course, the Twin Towers. There was 2 of them, and this poem is just 2-line couplets.
Right.
All these horizontal lines, these horizontal twins, so to speak.
Yes, and I suppose the last thing I would like to say about it is that I wanted the poem, I
not just that I wanted it, I mean, as I wrote it, convey my love and passion for poetry and for other cultures, as well as Agha Shahid Ali's passion for poetry. And that's what the last couplet was about, the poet's golden harmonious verses outlast civilization's towers. So even though something tangible has gone down, the spirit of the people who lived in those towers, as well as poetry, is what lives on.
The Vietnamese poet Nguyen Chi Thu said, "All perishes, only poetry remains."
Yes.
I think that...
That's very much in the spirit of Yeats, too. So I was hoping that that's...
Very much so.
...what the poem would convey.
Very, very, and very, very moving. Would you read us the last three couplets again?
Sure. "I try to understand what cannot be understood. Already a great silence is falling over the towers. Am I forgetting how to feel joy? I am not ready to give up my towers. Remember, Carol, the poet's golden harmonious verses outlast civilization's towers."
Thank you so much, Carol Stone.
You're very welcome.